the first measure to take is security. For Mr. Ouattara has his personal militia to rule over the country. And they even sentenced people again. This is what we are not ready to accept. The Electoral Commission is controlled by Mr. Bédié and Ouattara people in a democratic process. Okay, we had to balance the Electoral Commission. That is not the case. Right now, Mr. Ouattara and Mr. Bédié's people are the ones to dominate or to rule over the commissional election.
So your party is demanding to have representation on the Electoral Commission?
You're right. Now we want it to be balanced as we ruled during Mr. Gbagbo's power. We balanced the Electoral Commission. Now, things changed. You have 29 representatives for Mr. Bédié and Mr. Ouattara against 2 only for the SDI.
Did you make this request to the Electoral Commission or did you ask the government to have equal representation?
Yes, all this has been already requested since the 29th of September. And it is in a written document that has been surrendered to the Electoral Commission. And even the President Alassane Ouattara got copy.
Someone may argue that you are making all these demands because you are not ready to compete in the election.
Okay. That is not true. I think the very word is not boycotting. We are ready to participate, but we think that the people in power don't want us to participate in. I gave you the figures. The first step of presidential election, year 2010, they told us that we are the first party representing some 38% of the electoral population. Mr. Alassane Ouattara, during that step, won just 32. So we don't fear elections, but Mr. Ouattara and Mr. Bédié are the ones to fear SDI to participate in any business that can give life to the democratic process.
When you talk about the release of militants, which militants are you talking about?
Yes, the militants who have been in jail, those we are expecting them to get out of prisons. In our sense, it's compulsory to get Mr. Gbagbo free from prison, as well as all those who have been detained unjustly, if we want to go any reconciliation process and if we want to go any election process.
I know you say that you are not taking part in the election, but is it true that some members of your party are running for parliament as independents?
We no longer come across such a case because the position, the official position of the party is that we are not going to take part in the electoral process. So, well, anyone who has been, yes, noted as a militant or a fellow from SDI is not really the one coming from us. So, well, we are not taking part and we don't have any militant or participant in the business, no. And it is official that the SDI is no candidate for that.
Okay, is it also true that you are demanding or requesting for public financing of political parties?
We are not demanding or even requesting. That is done with regard to our law. There's been voted during Mr. Gbagbo's power. Since 2004, we introduced that act. It is an act that has been voted by the representatives of people. We have our member of parliament who voted. Okay? So the Workers' Party, when he was in a position, and the same as Mr. Bédié's party, when they were in the position, they earned each party around $2 million, okay, per year, representing public financing political parties. They enjoyed it and they used it, okay, to work as well as the SDI of Mr. Gbagbo.